Harper Audio presents Ice Hunt by James Rollins, performed by John Maher. Copyright 2003 by Jim Jackowski. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. A History of Secret Human Experiment. Copyright by Health News Net. Prologue. February 6th, 1158 a.m. 538 kilometers north of Arctic Circle. 40 fathoms under the polar ice cap. The USS Polar Sentinel was gliding through the dark ocean. The sub's twin bronze screws churned silently, propelling the Navy's newest research submarine under the roof of ice. The warning bells of the proximity alarms echoed down the length of the vessel. "Sweet mother, what a monster," the diving officer mumbled from his post, bent over a small video monitor. Captain Gregory Perry didn't argue with Commander Bratt's assessment. He stood atop the control room's periscope stand. His eyes were fixed to the scope's optical piece as he studied the ocean beyond the sub's double hull of titanium and plate carbon steel. Though it was midday, it was still winter in the Arctic. It had been months since anyone had seen the sun. Around them, the waters remained dark. The plain of ice overhead stretched black as far as he could see, interrupted only by occasional blue-green patches of thinner ice, filtering the scant moonlight of the surface world. The average thickness of the polar ice cap was a mere 10 feet, but that did not mean the roof of their world was uniform or smooth. All around, jagged pressure ridges jutted like stalactites, some delving down 80 feet. But none of this compared to the inverted mountain of ice that dropped into the depths of the Arctic Ocean ahead of them, a veritable Everest of ice. The subs...